Alan Carlin came to Morgantown many, many years ago to work as a lawyer. Before that, he spent time in Chicago, Connecticut, Morocco, and Berkeley, California. As a young man growing up in Chicago, Carlin got interested in a career in law. But it was some years later that he found the calling.
My father was a lawyer. He was a lawyer in Chicago for many, many years. And I certainly can't deny but that he was an influence on me. Later, I was involved in the VISTA program, which was similar to AmeriCorps in some ways. It was a federal program to help work with people who were impoverished. I was in Texarkana, and we did a lot of different things to work with people in the community. We also had a lawyer who worked with us. And in watching what he could do, I had a sense that he had more to offer people in the community than I, as kind of a untrained fellow with good intentions, had. And I thought, well, maybe it's time to go to law school.
2014 marks the 40th year Carlin has been working in West Virginia. When reminded of this, Carlin jokes that it makes him feel old. But reflecting on his time in the state, he says his experience has been incredibly positive.
There were a few incidents. I remember a judge early in my career when I was trying a case, actually a criminal case, down in Tucker County. The judge said to the jurors, this is Mr. Starcher, and this is Mr. Carlin. He's here from, he grew up in California. And the sense was, I didn't quite say it the way he said it, but the sense was, jurors, he's an out-of-stater. I didn't get much of that, though. That was pretty much a unique experience. I found the West Virginia that I moved to welcoming and friendly. People were interested and open to me.
Carlin says his parents taught him about responsibility and finding purpose that didn't just include accumulating wealth. He also grew up in the Jewish faith tradition, and Carlin says growing up with that tradition played an important role in his life's mission.
With being raised Jewish comes many stories that teach you things. Probably the holiday that was most important to me growing up was Passover, the story of the Exodus from Egypt, which was always a big time for our family. The extended family got together, and we read the story, literally read the story of how we were once slaves in Egypt and how we escaped and left that behind. It taught me, it left me inevitably with a sense that it was not just about Jews escaping from slavery, but that we should learn from that, that slavery should be extinguished wherever it may be, and we had at least some responsibility to pay attention to that in our lives.
Carlin discovered his life's purpose to oppose oppression. It was one of the reasons why he chose to go into law, to seek justice in his life for others who are oppressed. And it wasn't just through his faith that he encountered these ideals.
The prophets are full of stories of justice and the importance of justice and the role of justice in our life. I grew up not only with that tradition in Judaism, but also with the Earl Warren Court in the 50s and 60s, which took great steps to protect free speech, to eliminate prejudice and discrimination, to improve the quality of justice for both the innocent and the guilty.
But Carlin says his life's faith journey wasn't a straight road. There were times, he says, when his faith identity waned and then evolved.
You know, you go through life and everything that you think you know, at some point you, well, at least I, question at others. I think there were times when I was further away from any connection with the Jewish community than I am now. You know, I grew up, my dad was active in our synagogue, and I grew up active in our synagogue youth group. And then I think when I went away to college, it was much less important to me.
Carlin says when he had children, things changed, and he reestablished that connection.
I have a connection to the Jewish community that's important to me. I also have many criticisms of things within Judaism. I can be cynical. I find people who move away from religion. I know people who have moved away from religion. I've found an accommodation between my beliefs, which are many of which are secular, and my Jewish tradition, and I've found a way to accommodate those that I'm comfortable with.
The career Carlin has put together is nothing short of impressive. He's been named a super lawyer by Super Lawyer magazine. He received honors from the American Civil Liberties Union of West Virginia, the West Virginia Association for Justice, and many other organizations.
Growing up, there was the concept of the mensch. I don't really know a good word in English for the mensch, but the mensch is what your mom and dad wanted you to be. And that was kind of a stand-up guy, a person with integrity, a person who commanded respect. And if you were a mensch, then you made your mom and dad proud. I don't know if I always wanted to just make my mom and dad proud or that that notion turned in on itself and became who I am. But, you know, it's nice sometimes to think that others think you are who you want to be. And to the extent you get awards, it's nice to know that other people think you've accomplished something. But I'll tell you, the awards are nowhere near as important to me than the relationships I've formed with people I've represented over the years.
Carlin goes back to a concept he learned at a very young age. When asked to describe what the success has all meant to him.
Oh, there's a concept in Judaism that if you save one life, you save the world. In little ways, I think it's important for people to find ways in their own lives, whatever they are, to contribute to making the world a little bit better place. And if I can inspire one person to do that, that's good enough for me.
Carlin's areas of practice include employment law, civil rights, and personal injury. He's also served as an adjunct professor in the WVU Law School, and he's a member of the West Virginia Association for Justice. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Beneduccio in Morgantown.